Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whoa, don't open it. You won't be able to put it down.
Brooke and Bob's Book Club, Magic 931.
Welcome. Get yourself a bit of tea and some cake.
Ooh, a little cuppa and some bickies.
Lovely. The book I'm still reading at the moment is a Del Toro Quest novel. If you remember Del Toro Quest back in the early 2000s, quite a popular series by Emily Rodda. Children's books, so it's maybe a bit embarrassing it's taken me this long to get through 165 pages.
Yeah, you're like halfway through looking at your mark there.
That's not my... picking from today. But it's essentially about a girl who wants to become a merchant at sea. And I'm a little bit worried because obviously in Harry Potter, it's about a kid learning to be a wizard. And that first book, I'm guessing, has a lot of just sitting in classrooms and just taking up the flavour of the place. But then Voldemort arrives and causes a bit of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing a sign of a Voldemort.
It's just her learning.
It just seems to be her... yeah, seeing if she can... be one of the finalists to become this pirate lady's apprentice.
Oh, no.
What I thought we'd do today, though, Brooke, I've picked pages 70 through to 80, which is where she is being subjected to the test as a young woman with promise in the field of merchants and trading by ship. It's all women in this story, in this world. And we might just give you some of the questions that Britta, the main character, got.
Yes, please.
And see how you go.
Quiz.
First question. If a trader buys a cargo of cooking oil cheaply, what will make the oil costly to her after all? Why would that be a bad investment? Cheap cooking oil.
Cheap cooking oil. Because you'd have to cart the oil and store it somehow.
I mean, if you can make a profit though, you know.
Yeah, but you might not if you, like, the transport costs might be more.
That's fair enough.
Yeah,
I think the answer they were maybe going for is just if you can't actually sell it, if it's not worth anything. But that's interesting.
Fair enough.
What is a good trader's most important quality of the following? Knowledge, confidence, honesty, determination, understanding of people, mathematic ability, outgoing personality, or experience?
I'm sorry, how many options were
there? It's a lot of them.
I'm going to go with knowledge, confidence, honesty. Well, I guess you're a trader. Are you a bad pirate? Honesty is probably not that important. I would say confidence.
Confidence?
Confidence is the most important.
It's a good answer. I think I would have circled experience, but I think it's pretty opened. Third question. Why do you wish to be the Trader Roslyn apprentice? Trader Roslyn's the goat.
Right, so this isn't a multiple choice. It just seems like it'd be a good time.
Okay.
Seems fun. Looks like you guys have a ball.
Look,
good parties.
Yeah, to my surprise, you're actually through to the final round.
Really?
And you're one of the three finalists. If I gave you a gold coin to go spend and get a good deal, what would you pay for? What'd you do with that?
I wouldn't. I'd hold on to it. Save it for a rainy day. Is that the correct answer?
It's not the correct answer. What happened to Britta was she was actually kidnapped. So there's a bit of spice there.
Because of the gold coin?
I think she bought a lantern, and then there was a guy who made the lantern back in the day. He's like, I want to get my lanterns back. And so he kidnapped her in a cellar, but then he traded her for like this really nice candlestick, and apparently that is worth like 30 gold pieces. So she did a pretty good deal, and you would have been kicked out of the comp by Britta, because one gold coin that you've held on to is only worth that.
Well, look, fair enough.
So that's where I'm at the moment. Hopefully we get... a little more intrigue.
Do you think it's just going to end with, and then she learned how to become the apprentice, end?
It's book one of three, so I think she'll just maybe get to some high seas adventures. At the very least, the early chapters introduced sort of like a monkey butler character, like a gorilla butler. I want to see more of them. More fantastical creatures, please, Emily Rodda.
Great. Stay tuned for more on that. This is Magic 931.